Good morning and welcome to the Central Care Cancer Center edition of the Talk of Emporia. We are here for the month of March, and we're very pleased to be joined once again by Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist and hematologist at Central Care Cancer Center at 1401 West 12th here in Emporia. Dr. Wazir, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you back here again. How have you been?
Pretty good. How have you been?
Been doing good, thanks. And things at the Central Care Cancer Center, how are things there?
Pretty busy. You know, practice is getting pretty busy, but it's good. You know, we have a new staff member, things are humming along pretty well.
Well, it's always good to have Dr. Wazir here. He is a wealth of information, and today we have Dr. Wazir in to educate us on the facts of kidney cancer. So first, Dr. Wazir, let's talk about the basics. What is kidney cancer?
Well, I mean, you know, like we say this about every cancer, it's basically a cancer arising from the kidneys. I guess the more interesting way to look at it is that, like, yeah, so what parts of the kidneys can end up in causing cancer? So conceptually, if you look at it, is like, you know, your kidneys are connected to the bladder, right? And the tubes that come from the bladder to the kidneys, they're called the ureter, and they end up in a part of the kidney where the urine is kind of like put through to go to the bladder, called the renal pelvis, right? All these areas from the bladder all the way up, they have the same kind of cells, which we call transitional cell epithelium. So you can have cancers of, you know, of those cells that are more similar to bladder cancer, but even though they are located in the kidney. You know, so that's, you know, one set of kidney cancers are basically like cancers that are very similar to the bladder cancer because they're from the collecting system of the kidney or the ureter of the kidney. That have to be you know, dealt with. And then the other set of kidney cancers are from the kidney proper, like, you know, the part of the kidneys that filter the blood and make the urine, you know, and they can come in a variety of different types, you know, because there are many cells, as you can imagine, that are involved in it. You know, perhaps the most common is called the clear cell kidney cancer. But there are other types which are also like chromophobe, you know, other historic papillary, et cetera, which form like good percentage, like 15%. So, you know, so in short, basically, you know, kidney cancer, you know, it's like these 5-6 different kind of cancers that we talk about together.
What about the different stages of kidney cancer?
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of similar to other ways we, you know, like stage, you know, kidney cancer. So it really depends whether it stays confined in the organ of the kidneys or it has spread from the kidneys to other organs. So, you know, if it has spread from the kidneys to, let's say, you know, the lungs or the bones, you know, so that's easy to understand, that stage 4 disease, right?
Yeah.
From the kidneys, when it usually spreads, you know, it usually spreads to the large veins that feed the kidney that go into the heart, the right side of the heart. You know, so one presentation of kidney cancer, unfortunately, is you know, kidney cancer that presents with like what almost seems like a clot that is going into the right side of the heart, but in actuality that's just cancer cells that have kind of like found their way into the large vein that drains the kidney, the renal vein, and from there it goes into the inferior vena cava, which is the large vein that empties into the right side of your heart.
Is it much like any other cancers as far as how quickly kidney cancer can develop?
Well, I would say of all the cancers, you know, yeah, it is a slowly growing cancer, you know, compared to some other cancers, right, such as pancreatic or, you know, blood cancers, of course, or lymphomas. You know, it's not uncommon to have like a spot in the kidneys that has been followed for many years and then it suddenly grows in size, right? In fact, most of the time nowadays, kidney cancer comes to the focus is not from any symptoms per se. It's the fact that they had a CAT scan because after a motor vehicle accident or someone thought they had stones or whatever, they ended up, and then they found out there's a spot in the kidneys.
So do the different stages, how do they affect the prognosis?
So it's very dependent on the stage. If you catch kidney cancer early, when it's still in the organ of the kidney, so stage 1, stage 2s, they do very well. There's a very high cure rate with surgery. And, you know, it's easy to understand why. You have two kidneys, right? And you can live with one kidney, right? They can remove the whole kidney and you'll still live. Yeah. But what has become more interesting is that You know, you can actually now live with like a part of your kidney. So they don't have to take out the whole kidney. They just take out the part of the kidney with the blood vessels and the veins of where the cancer is involved. So like, let's say if the cancer is on the top of the kidney, so they just take the top of the kidney. So this whole thing is called nephron sparing surgery. Nephron being the basic unit of the kidney that makes urine. And this is a big advance because, you know, this it has been shown that patients who have this limited surgery where they just take a part of the kidney and not the whole kidney out, I mean, their cure rates are just as good as taking out the whole kidney, right? But on top of that, they also have the advantage of sparing the kidney function, right? So you aren't removing a whole bunch of your kidney without, you know, like without sacrificing a part of your kidney. Because you have to understand that if you see a spot on the kidney, you know, it's not necessary that that spot is actually kidney cancer. There are many other things that can cause a spot in the kidney. There are cysts, there are solid cysts, there are benign growths, angiomyolipomas, etc., that can grow on the kidney. And you won't know till you do the surgery whether it's, you know, kidney cancer or not. This is complicated by one other thing, that generally speaking, we don't do kidney biopsies, for most patients, you know. So unlike other cancers, we just don't go in and do a biopsy. And the problem, the reason we don't do that often is that kidney cancer is one of those cancers that, you know, can cause, can be spread by biopsying it. So the act of biopsy of kidney cancer, if you aren't particular about it or smart about it, you can have like what's called a needle tract, you know, recurrence. Like the cancer cells, like because you put the needle in it, like, you know, along the tract, you can like spread the cancer cells from the kidney itself to outside the kidney. So generally speaking, we have to rely just on the MRI and the CAT scan to kind of like make the call whether this is truly cancer for early kidney cancer or not. Sometimes they do biopsies, but that's in very particular instances and done by special people, special kind of doctors who know what they're doing. You know, so that's those are the challenges with this early kind of kidney cancer.
Have kidney transplants been successful?
Oh, yes. Probably the most successful kind of transplant we have out there is a kidney transplant. And this is ages ago, but I actually worked at, you know, for a bit for a rotation in UCSF in Gainesville, Florida. And they have a very good kidney transplant program. So, you know, the outcomes for kidney transplants are very good. Most of our patients with kidney cancer where we take out the kidney, most of them do not need a transplant. Because nowadays the surgeries, they just take a part of the kidney out, and you know, if even there's a hit to the kidney function, you're able to manage it with medicines and stuff.
Dr. Ali Wazir is with us. This is the Central Care Cancer Center edition on the Talk of Emporia, the second Monday of every month. Dr. Wazir joins us to give you all kinds of great and informative information on all types of cancer and the great work that they do at Central Care Cancer Center at 1401 West 12th Avenue. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia. This is the March edition. We're joined once again by Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist and hematologist at Central Care Cancer Center at 1401 West 12th Avenue. You can find them online at cccancer.com. They're located at 1401 West 12th Avenue here in Emporia. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 4:30. You can call 342-1117. Dr. Wazir was with us on this Monday talking about kidney cancer. And Dr. Wazir, what are the risk factor signs and symptoms of kidney cancer?
Yeah, so this is very interesting. So they test us a lot on the boards for this as well because, you know, it's somewhat interesting. But essentially, you know, there's some inherited syndromes. You can have certain genes that run in families that can cause you to have kidney cancer later in life. You know, there's, for example, there's a thing called Bert-Hogg-Dubé syndrome, where those patients can have a certain kind of kidney cancer. There's one Hippel-Landau, you know, it's can result in kidney cancer. And when we studied these families, you know, with these various syndromes with kidney cancer, that's when they made the first breakthroughs in kidney cancer. So I don't know, Ron, if you know about this, but kidney cancer is one of the few cancers where chemo has never worked. You know, like it's almost completely resistant to chemotherapy. It's also very resistant to radiation therapy. Like,
wow.
Yeah, so it was a big challenge, you know, treating this cancer because, you know, the thing that we used for the last 30, 40 years to treat all other cancers just didn't work for kidney cancer. So a lot of the focus at that time when we didn't have good treatments for kidney cancer was just trying to, you know, catch the kidney cancer early and, like, to treat it, you know. That even if there were spots, like, let's say in the lungs or the liver or something, like, you know, before we had any good treatments, you know, what we would do is we would just go to that spots and take those out, you know, like target the spots and take them out with surgery and stuff. But, you know, this kind of changed, you know, I would say in the early 2010s, like 2007, 2008, and then in the early 2010s. You know, the what they figured out is that your immune system can be juiced up to kind of like fight the kidney cancer with immunotherapy. So that was a very big breakthrough in kidney cancer. But, you know, we'll come to that later on. Other risk factors that can happen, environmental, for example, for kidney cancer, the biggest one by far is still smoking. So remember, when you smoke, you know, all the tar chemicals, you know, you smoke it through the lungs, but it gets in your blood. So it has to come out of you one way.
Okay.
And it comes out through your urine. So you can have increased risk of bladder cancer and kidney cancer because of just smoking. Other risk factors, you know, are like certain chemical exposures that are thought to be related to kidney cancer. You know, so those are, you know, give or take like the major things. So there's a small minority of patients where it just runs in the family kind of situation. For other people, that are exposures like smoking and like certain chemicals.
What about the symptoms?
Yeah, so, you know, we kind of like briefly touched about this. And nowadays, most of the time we catch it just incidentally. We call it incidentally by just doing a scan for other reasons and it caught the kidney cancer.
Okay.
But, you know, traditionally, like the symptom that you want to look out for is blood in the urine. Right?
Okay.
Sometimes this blood is not apparent. You can't see it. Sometimes it's very apparent. It's just like bloody urine with clots, right? For kidney, they used to say that, hey, like, it's the one that most often shows up as clots in the urine. So, like, little red snake-like things coming out in your urine, you know, that should make you think that, hey, this is coming from maybe not the bladder, but higher up from the kidneys and stuff of that nature, right? But, you know, usually it's just like a patient who shows up with, like, low blood counts, anemia. And then their primary care doctor, they go ahead and they do a urine test, and the urine shows what you call microscopic hematuria. So there is blood in the urine, but it's not enough that the urine changes in color or you can pick it up. But if you look at under a microscope, you find those extra red blood cells. So those are the major symptoms of kidney cancer. The other symptoms, as we talked about, is that you could have like a you know, this is kind of rare, but sometimes it can show up as a clot in the lungs, right? So what happens in those cases is that, you know, the kidney cancer grew up without causing any problems, moved up the big vein that goes into the right side of the heart. From there, it formed a clot, and from there, it went to the lungs as a clot. But generally speaking, you know, I would say microscopic hematuria is like the classic finding of kidney cancer.
So are there any, I know you've touched on this, I believe, too, here this morning, but are there any screening measures for people that are at a higher risk?
Yeah, well, I mean, this question has been looked into, especially in those families I talked about who have a high risk of kidney disease, kidney cancer. You know, so, different societies have different kind of thing, but the short answer is that general screening test for the general population, right? Remember, this is not a common cancer, you know, kidney cancer. So, you know, number-wise, you know, around 80,000 cases, new cases per year. Most of them are early kidney cancer that are just cured with surgery. Around 14,000 people die from advanced kidney cancer in America every year. More common in men, like twice more common in men than women, presumably from smoking, you know, because the numbers, you know, even though women have caught up on the smoking rates, like we're still kind of like a decade behind when they start getting the kidney cancer and stuff. So men are getting kidney cancer more often than women, in generally speaking. But yeah, no general screening test, unfortunately. But I would say like low threshold to do a urine test, low threshold to do an ultrasound of the kidneys that can pick up the kidney cancer.
This is the Central Care Cancer edition of the Talk of Emporia here on this Monday, joined by Dr. Ollie Wazira, Central Care Cancer Center. Great cancer treatment right here, close to home in Emporia at 1401 West 12th Avenue. You can find them online at cccancer.com. Stay tuned. We're back with more right after this. Welcome back to the Central Care Cancer Center Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia. I'm Ron Thomas, your host, joined by Dr. Ollie Wazira, Central Care Cancer Center. Kidney cancer is our topic today, and Dr. Wazira has went over all kinds of great specific information about kidney cancer. Now, and I know you've touched on this earlier in the program, but what are the options for treatment for kidney cancer, Dr. Wazir?
Right. So, Ron, you know, like if it's a small lesion, as I said, you know, we have those challenges of like we can biopsy all of them and everything. Sometimes if it's a small lesion in the kidney, that's just followed. Right. So they'll, you know, your urologist or your primary care doctor or your cancer doctor will say that, hey, every 6 months we need to watch this spot on the kidneys, either with an ultrasound or a CAT scan. But let's say that, you know, it's big and it's suspicious, you know, then they'll refer you to a urologist for either a partial nephrectomy or a nephron sparing nephrectomy or a total nephrectomy, removing of all the kidneys. So this is all for early stage cancer that's just limited, right? If, like, let's say by the time they catch the kidney cancer, it's already, in, you know, it's a big part of the kidneys, but it has spread to, like, let's say other organs, liver or the lungs, you know, that's stage four disease, you know. When you reach that point, like, you know, you see a cancer doctor and they have to kind of decide, like, what kind of treatment they can give you. So chemo is not an option, as you talked about, right, because it's resistant to chemotherapy. So your options are basically two kind of treatments. It's either immune therapy, where they use your immune system to fight the cancer, or it's a certain pill therapy. So if you go back to our talk and, you know, we talked about that, you know, like these certain families have cancer because of certain mutations. So it turns out that the kidney cancer is a highly vascular cancer, and if you use certain drugs that can block the formation of new blood vessels, you know, we call them multi-kinase inhibitor or VEGF, so that's vascular endothelial growth factor inhibitors, which can come as a pill form. Those can slow down or even cure kidney cancer in some patients, right? And nowadays, you know, the latest thing, the last 2-3 years is that we use a combination of both. So they're like almost 7 approved therapies. And usually what they are is a pairing of an immune therapy with the pill. So they come in for the infusion for the immune therapy and they take the pill at the same time. There is an option where, you know, for some patients you can give them the pill because the pill has side effects that, you know, like high blood pressure, et cetera, where they aren't good candidates for that. So for them, we could, for those patients, you know, if they have high-risk disease, high-volume disease, you can give them just immunotherapy, like 2 immunotherapies at the same time. And those are that's one of the best treatment regimens we have for kidney cancer. So a lot of options, but just, you know, conceptually thinking, you know, it's usually a pill that is a VEGF inhibitor or a multi-kinase inhibitor and an infusion that they get every 3 weeks.
So kidney cancer, you mentioned once it's spread, it's then into stage four if it's in other organs, and you have to look at a certain treatment for kidney cancer. If it's spread, what treatments are involved in trying to take care of the cancer possibly in the other organs that do react to chemotherapy?
Yeah, so, I mean, you're touching on a very important kind of topic. So, you know, if you go back a few years, what we do is, like, let's say you found kidney cancer, and it's in the kidneys and in other organs, right? And you start treatment, you know, as we talked about, like the immunotherapy and the pill therapy. But now you're left with the problem of a, you know, big mass in the kidneys that's still there, you know, with kidney cancer. So this is one of the few cancers where for a long time, actually, we used to remove the kidney still, right? Even though it's stage four cancer, we still take out the kidneys. Nowadays, the thinking has slightly changed as the treatments have become more refined and better. You know, people are in two camps about this nowadays, where for some patients, where, you know, they would go ahead and take out the kidney with the cancer in it. But for some patients, like, you know, the thinking is that it doesn't make a big difference. You know, so, that's the thing. But you aren't wrong in the sense that we used to take out the kidneys even for patients with stage four cancer. And even to this day, you can do that, and it's appropriate for some patients. Now, there is a subgroup of kidney cancer we know for a fact, like where they will have a very slow kind of cancer, like where they'll have, like, you know, like, let's just say that they had kidney cancer, the kidney was taken out, right? And now the cancer has come back as a spot in the lungs, right? And that's the only cancer they have. So this situation is called, like, oligometastatic disease. You put a needle in it and you prove that it was the same kidney cancer that was taken out from the kidneys. It came back and it's in one spot in the lungs, right?
Okay.
For those kind of patients, it's not wrong just to take out that spot in the lungs and then just follow them. You know, just follow them and see if the cancer comes back. And, you know, if you follow the natural history of these patients, a lot of the, like, there's a good chunk of them where they'll just have one spot that shows up every 2-3 years. you look at that spot, you can you see if you can take it out, or you could do like high focus radiation to kind of get rid of it, and just watch those patients, you know. And this used to be the standard treatment for the majority of our patients, but now, you know, you have like very effective treatments. So, you know, most patients, you know, the treatments are tolerable. You put them on it, and you know, they're on it for, you know, for a long time.
So. You're talking about these specific kidney cancer treatments. How generally long do they take? Does it vary from person to person?
Yeah, so the treatment itself is, this is actually, because it's not chemotherapy, you know, you just go home and you take a pill every day. And when you come to the infusion center, the infusion takes like perhaps 30 minutes at most, you know, okay. Doesn't have a lot of, you know, side effects. I mean, we have talked about immunotherapy in the past about in other cancers such as lung cancer and melanoma. But, you know, immunotherapy is very easy to give. You know, it has its own set of side effects related to your own immune system attacking normal tissue sometimes. But for, you know, I would say the majority of patients, you know, usually their symptoms are very, side effects are fairly mild, you know.
So as far as how long the treatments last, do you wait until you start seeing effects, positive or negative? How long does that go?
Got it, right. Yeah, so I mean, you know, for stage 4 disease, the treatments are thought to be given till progression. Like the way they're designed is that you keep giving the treatment till the cancer progresses. There's a caveat to this, right? If you reach a point where the cancer has just disappeared, like it's all gone, right, and you're on immunotherapy, nowadays people think for at least 2 years, you do have the option where you can just hold off on the treatment and just watch the patient to see if the cancer comes back. And there's actually a good number of patients where the cancer doesn't come back. We don't use the word cure, though, you know, because, you know, stage 4 disease. But, like, they're functionally, in a sense, kind of cured because they aren't taking any treatments and their scans are negative. You know, if you follow them along, a lot of them will have the cancer come back, though. And at that time, it can be treated again.
Central Care Cancer Center, quality cancer care, expert cancer care right here at home in Emporia at 1401 West 12th. We're joined monthly by Dr. Ali Wazir, oncologist, hematologist at Central Care Cancer Center. Kidney cancer has been our topic today. Dr. Wazir, great job as always. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Yeah. Central Care Cancer Center, 1401 West 12th. You can find them online at cccancer.com. Join us next month for another edition of the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia on KVOE Live and Local.